And it's really beautiful. That word looked is more than just seeing like blepo. It means to gaze, to look intensely or intently at something. In other words, you're not just, you didn't just look at it. You're looking at it closely. You know, and stare, yes, but when you use the word gaze, which is proper there, you can, you know, when you gaze at something, you're taking it in, and it has that idea of beauty, doesn't it? You say you're gazing at something. You know, that's what John wrote. We have gazed upon, and that which our hands have touched, and then most translations next say concerning, petty, and that's okay, it's fine. The word is all around our surroundings. It's all about that which we have gazed upon, that which our hands have touched, all about, petty, all about the word of life. That's what he said. And that's how we should think, because that is the proper picture. And you go back probably 2 months ago now, where we spent a couple of weeks talking about the light of life and the idea that we all understand that how light works around us, and that we physically, to us, visibly seeing in the light spectrum is a very, very, very small bit. There are lots of light out there. There's lots of light out there that we can't see. It's all around us. And it's not unusual at all for us to understand that that light can also contain information. That's how your phone works, right? So that's the first verse. Second verse. And the life was, and here's phanerao. The life was, many translations say manifested. The life was made clear. And we have seen and testify. And I want you to get this word because it's important. And apangelo. Apangelo, a combination, you can hear the apo in there from. Angelo is to announce, from announcing. It's to, you could say proclaim is probably one of the best ones. Okay? We have seen this clear. We have seen it, and we testify, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made clear to us. Again, that's a reference back to who Jesus is. He is the eternal life. We saw him. He was made clear to us. Both of these verses, we handled him. We touched him. We gazed upon him. We know these things are true. We're testifying to you because we've seen it. That which we have, again, hara'o, that which we have seen with our minds, and akuo, that which we have heard until we got it. We, again, apangelo, we proclaim to you in order that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? We took a little float trip for a few verses, and now at least we're back down to something that we usually hear in Christendom, right? We're having this fellowship, and it's with Jesus and the Father. Hallelujah. Now, we got our feet back on firm ground from out there floating around in all that word and life and light and gazing, okay, and mind and image. Okay. Verse 4. And we write these things to you in order that, and it says, our joy may be plerao, made full, filled, full. Okay? When it says that our joy may be full, whose joy is he talking about? Okay, he's writing. He says, we've seen this. We want you to fellowship in this with us. Our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus Christ. And we're writing this to you so that our joy may be full.
Their joy will be full as long as they receive.
Exactly. Bingo. Thank you. That's true. That's not our joy like John and those guys who got to see it and handle it and walk with it and understand it and gaze upon it. Our joy there is referencing everybody. It's saying our joy may be full or fulfilled. It's our joy, ours and yours, us together in that fellowship. We're writing this to you so that all of our joy may be filled or made full. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, my joy is going to remain in you, and your joy is going to be fulfilled, completed, is what the King James says. And again, you get back to the power. You can go back a couple of weeks ago to when we talked about the power as far as joy is concerned. The joy of the Lord is our strength. No, the rejoicing in the Lord puts us in a fortified position. However, in his presence is fullness of joy, right? And he inhabits our praises. So the power that's in the joy, when the joy gets made full, is exceptional. It'll change your life. Where are we? And this, verse 5, sorry. This is the message that we have heard from him, and now the word changes. We have heard from him and Anangelo, okay? Not Apangelo, Anangelo. And of course, is over. And one of the ideas of that preposition can also be to fill it up. Because it's, up, to fill it up. So when he says this, he changed the words there on purpose to anangelo. It's not just to announce it or just to proclaim it. It's to complete the process. It's to preach it. It's to teach it. It's to rehearse it. It's to fill it all the way up. You know,